At this meeting, at the doorstep of Eretz Yisrael, of Eretz Canaan, Moshe gives this famous speech, and he tells them they're all standing right there, and he says, "Ki et asher yeshno po imanu omer hayom lifnei Hashem Eloheinu, ve et asher einenu po imanu hayom." All of you are here, the ones who are here right now standing with us, and those who are not actually here with us today. Rashi comments, who is this Veta Sharinenu Po? Va'af im dorot ha'atidim li'yot. So this includes generations that are to come. Obviously the question is, what is Rashi excluding? So he's excluding, it seems, you know, anybody who's not alive, but anybody who's alive but is not here at Har Sinai, which would include like the whole world. So we might have thought that everybody in the whole world is obligated in the brit that we're talking about over here. So that's obviously ridiculous. So Rashi's saying this, including Jews, people who descend from us, who are still to come. There's a large machloket amongst the Rishonim and the Acharonim exactly how this is working. How is it that we, here in 2021, Tafshin Pei Aleph, still, how are we obligated in Torah and mitzvot? And the classic answer, according to the Midrash and the Gemara, is that our souls were also at Har Sinai. All the souls of the Jews yet to live. The Rush and the Grah as well, they explain that, you'll notice that it says, Et asher yeshno po imanu omed hayom, those of us who are standing at Har Sinai, only a body can stand, whereas the ones who are not here, it just says, Et asher einenu po imanu hayom. It doesn't say they're not standing, because a neshama cannot stand. Others explain differently, that it's a much more mundane a matter of either minhag avoteim, that when a father takes on a minhag, so the children perforce take on that minhag. Others say that it's an obligation that actually is connected to the land, that Hashem made a deal with us, that we get into Eretz Yisrael, we have to keep the mitzvot. And so if you want to keep your side of, if you want to get your side of the deal, then you have to keep your side of the deal. Yom Tov.